Welcome to the Satirically Challenged Show podcast. A few notes before we begin. This podcast is
Boss, you want to try that again?
I didn't mean that. I meant Boxing Roost. Sorry, that's wrong too. That was for the other podcast.
Yeah, I've said too much.
I meant to say the population of disabled people, of which there are 1 billion of us worldwide. Sorry, did we offend you already? If we did, accidentally or otherwise, we have doctors standing by to take your calls. Wait, we know what you're thinking.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
I've tuned into the wrong podcast.
Doomsday. The end of the world.
I'm going to sanction them. Trust us when we say it's been done, not to us, but we just want to tell you that the opinions and the hosts are not condemned or owned by Blog Talk Radio or any other network.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa. I want you to get me an Oompa Loompa right away.
All right, Bruco, all right. I'll get you one before the day's out.
I want an Oompa Loompa now!
Turn it, you nit!
Be careful, Bruco. Whatever. Like we said at the top of this announcement, this show is run by trained staffers.
Absolutely bonkers.
We totally agree on that point. Oh wait, we did say that. We said it was run by people with disabilities. That's true. Anyway, we may have other hacks in the control booth, with the exception of their boss Rhino, who heads our politics department, who... Satire isn't going away, and we've only just begun. Season 7, you're in trouble. Even though you're... Well, we know you have a very little kitchen... next to Gordon Ramsay's or Jamie Oliver's. Your kitchen is shite. We know. Get out of the kitchen. And we're implying nothing by that. Also, quack doctors, people opposed to free speech, jail politicians, we're on to you. Also, dictators. People that are neurotypical.
You talking to me?
Is it everyone? If you're not, here's the definition. Which is defined as 2 or more people who are considered to be normal. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, we have news for you. You're not normal. But we do encourage you to go, please, please, please go straight to your doctors and get your head checked. And enjoy the podcast. Thanks.
Ah, hello,
yes, everyone.
Good evening.
At least we're all here. I mean,
yes, we are.
We're all here for once. Honestly, I don't know about you, but Tom from MySpace really needs to get his ass over to Zuckerberg's office and beat the living shit out of him. Oh wait, he's taken too many pictures to actually count. You know,
I don't think Tom really cares about Zuckerberg. Granted, Wozniak does.
Wozniak does.
Tom is somewhere in the background laughing at Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Points his finger laughing at the TV saying, look at this sucker.
The funny thing I think in this entire thing, right, if you look at it, right, if we're going to call this episode the Facebook Demonized, right, part one, we should at least get into the preamble, all right? The preamble was that this idiot named Mark stole our information. Not only did he steal our information, he stole our livelihood. Not only did he steal our livelihood, but he didn't remember what he said when he grew up in the 90s, which is, Mom, I'm creating a website that everybody will go to.
And I'm sure his mom said, you do that. Have fun.
To which everybody in the world said, oh, really?
Really?
Really? So yet, out of the Harvard dorms comes Fakebook, the only website that originally was meant for student housing. That's true. But yet, when did it actually say,
I'm going to steal everybody's ideas and then land myself in Congress in front of the House and the Senate for ethical violations. Nobody saw this coming.
Nobody would have ever seen this coming, but it happened.
Nope. But nobody, like we said last episode, like we said on Monday, listen, the only thing that Sheryl Sandberg could ever do was write a book, lead women to change, two very important things, not to see either thing. But she could not protect the guy that mattered most. It just went silent.
Isn't that her problem?
Yeah.
Isn't that her problem?
But her problem in what way?
In some retrospect.
I mean, Driz, in what way?
Well, in what way?
In what way isn't it her problem?
Well, considering the fact that Well, privacy is a major problem for anyone, first of all, and then second of all, what you put out there is not exactly.
Yeah.
You can't take it back. You can't, even if you delete the statement that you don't want to be made public, it's still out there. So it poses a problem for anybody. It's your risk.
Oh, yeah.
Put something out there that you don't want the public to see, and then you decide, oh, shoot, let me delete this status or this message because
right.
I'm going to get ridiculed for it.
I mean, that, I think, it's... Okay, it is, you know, a problem, right? But...
In many different fashions, it is.
And she couldn't protect him, but isn't he the one at fault for not protecting their clients, those millions upon millions of people who go onto his site? Shouldn't it be their problem to fix their error or wait? Smoke and mirrors, so it happens again.
But yet, in March, she said publicly, it is not a question of if regulation, okay? It's a question of what type now. If Sheryl Sandberg, who's the COO of Facebook, right, apologizes for Cambridge Analytica, right, and says at the closing bell, Mark Zuckerberg said it's a question of what type, and we're open to regulation. We're open to work with lawmakers across the world, said her, right? Yet.
They're laying people down, clearly.
Yet, they say, we know this is a trust issue. And we are going to do everything we can to... Oh, wait. Read my book. It's called Lean In. You know, Mark Zuckerberg hasn't written a book. And if his book, if he could write a book, the book title would probably be How I Faced Congress with a Dead Stare.
That's the next bookseller.
That's the next book.
Trust me,
it'll be co-authored by James Comey, who is now on a press junket, and everybody's asking him the number one question, which is, where'd you get the pee tape? You know, but yeah, the other thing is, we all know it's an issue of trust, right? Back in the dark ages of, we're all 90s kids on this podcast, right? Or all 90s people.
Oh, yeah.
Or 80s people.
I love 90s.
So we remember.
Good old dial-up.
the days of connecting your...
Welcome. It took like a minute. Took like a minute just to sign in. Like
we remember that. And then we hear, you've got mail. You know, that kind of thing. But yeah, we remember all
of
that. But then we remember
it's
the
our downloads. We get Red Hood, what about that 2 hour download time? Where if you want to download anything,
2 hours
and forget
2 hours. 2 hours, forget it. You could go get Starbucks wasn't available back then, right? So you could go to your nearest coffee shop.
No, it wasn't.
Anywhere.
Play basketball or baseball.
Play basketball. Right. Do more mundane things like homework. And then basically go, oh my, it's still downloading.
4 days of Frappuccino.
Oh, wait. Or what about if you're wanting to download music from those specific sites?
Like
get
Napster. We can name them. Napster.
Yeah.
Napster. What else? Jesus. Oh, my God. Napster had friends, right? Tunnelbit.
Oh, yes. It was Napster, and then it was... Forget the other
Rhapsody.
Site. Yeah.
Which are now, like, all... Which now you gotta pay for, like, go figure.
No, I mean, let's see.
Napster, Rhapsody.
Juno.
Oh, yeah.
An internet service.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Okay.
AOL. You got mail.
No. Kaza.
Kaza, yeah.
Bearshare. Ari's. LimeWire. Right?
Oh, LimeWire.
Oh, good LimeWire.
Oh,
Yet.
You're taking your life like trying to download something good or a virus.
Yet.
It's like
oh,
all of these things. The funny thing is that if you're caught illegally downloading stuff, right? Literally, you can spend up to 5 years in jail, fines and charges. And $150,000 for the file. Okay. But yet, the funniest thing, or this is not funny at all, the fact is that things like iTunes and whatever...
iTunes are still a few years away.
Ruckus, Amazon, those are all legal. Right? Yet, nobody's really watching this. Nobody really gives a shit. I mean, I wouldn't say that. Let me take that back. Oh, wait, I can't. But I could say that in terms of...
No, there's no...
Yeah, we can edit that out in post.
Yeah, we can. You can. Yeah, we can. It's a public broadcast. Of course we can. So, the thing is that the bad news is that... Okay, illegal downloading is still serious, all right? Don't do it. But the other thing is that if you do choose to download songs, download them on iTunes. Pay the artists.
Yeah.
Right?
Do it on Amazon.
Yeah, those artists spent a long time producing their music and their work.
Yeah.
So just
pay them. If we chose to release an album of our content.
Oh gosh, I can't imagine. What would an album be called?
Who would want to listen to what I have to say?
Everyone.
Nobody.
Everyone.
Nobody cares.
No, the title of our album would be called Less Crazies. Less Crazy.
Crazy. With two extra Z's. But yet, like,
yet,
there is a law called the Digital Millennial Act, the DMCA, all right? The Digital Millennial Copyright Act.
this is a whole nother episode. We don't have enough time to get to it.
No,
because
we don't.
It would take some serious legal jargon, of which our lawyer can explain to us, but we don't have the time to call him up. But,
right.
But also the fact that, you know, in all of this, Facebook is wrong, right? Steve Wozniak is spanking Mark Zuckerberg, something I wish that some techie would film. But, but at the same time, Tom is chilling on an island in Hawaii and being a travel photographer. So,
and has no cares in the world.
But life is all good. But yet, Illinois is stepping up to protect Facebook users as well. You know, and Facebook might be losing investors, but the true factor is that when it really comes down to it, right, really comes down to it, Facebook is taking responsibility for their actions.
Mm-hmm.
Sheryl Sandberg is writing a sequel to Lean In called Lean Out and Be Vigilant.
Right.
And also, she's also marching into Mark Zuckerberg's office and saying, Mark, you really should do this for the benefit of your company. God knows what they're going to do next. So, we here at AMC Press & Co. Did, if you were paying attention to a little teaser last night or this morning, whenever it popped up on your feed, we are now going to get into a very difficult subject. And
controversial subject.
And we do have a disclaimer.
Yes.
This next topic featured in tonight's episode is on a controversial subject dealing with shock treatment and how many autistic individuals have been affected by this treatment. There has been a public vocal rise to attempt to stop this dangerous treatment of individuals. But first, we want to advise you that some of the language that you'll hear in this clip may disturb you, and if you have any young children around, you may want to escort them out the room.
The Judge Rotenberg Center is a special needs day and residential school located in Canton, Massachusetts, which accepts ages 5 to adult. They use behavior modification to control their residents, such as applied behavior analysis. But in some cases, they also use extreme and torturous forms of punishment, such as prolonged restraint, food deprivation, and electric skin shock. The skin shock is not to be confused with ECT, which is done for very different reasons and also under anesthesia so that the person doesn't feel any pain. No, electric skin shock, also known as the graduated electronic decelerator, is meant to cause severe pain in order to punish undesired behaviors in actual children and adults. These behaviors can be as minor as standing up out of a chair without permission, or as was in my case, waving my hands in front of my face, tensing parts of my body, talking without permission, or even crying. For 7 years, all I wanted to do was escape this hell. I had been at JRC about 6 years at the time of my first escape attempt. I remember they had taken away my home visits, and home visits were like the only thing I was living for. Those two-day visits were my chance to not be so afraid and to just get away from the anxiety that was JRC. At the beginning of the summer, they decided that I was going home too much and that I was running wild at home. Those were the actual words they used, running wild. Now, mind you, when I would go home, all I would do was stay in the condo with my mom and we'd go out on little trips to get ice cream into the batting cages. So if that was running wild, guilty as charged, because that's all we did. They also said that I wasn't following the rules at home because they had set forth their own list of rules that I had to follow while I was at home. You see, JRT is very controlling, and they need to control you in everything you do. Even when I'm at home and not there, they had the need to control everything I do and to know everything I did when I was home.
That was Jennifer Sumba and her story of being electronically tortured inside the Judge Rottenberg Center due to her autism.
Yes, that was really...
I don't know, man. That actually made me tear up a little bit to just hear about what this young lady went through during her year in the center. If you didn't feel that inside, then I'm sorry to say that you're dead. Emotionally.
Oh, yeah.
The field, man.
It's just that
yeah.
Treatment of autistic individuals.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to come down to this. It doesn't have to come down to being shocked, being electronically tortured. They say that it's supposed to help cure autism and the effects of, you know, of being autistic and just living that type of lifestyle. But no, it's not. It's not about your condition. It's not about you being used as their source of experiment.
See, I don't think we should be cured.
No,
we should not.
We should be celebrated for our creativity.
Right, and who we are, and it shouldn't be about curing. It should be about seeing everyone as seeing everyone without a difference of abilities.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't help anyone.
But hey, we just play by a different set of rules.
Right.
Exactly. Of course, we're autistic. We have that title, but it doesn't make us different from the world.
All
right. I mean, look at what we're doing. We're projecting our voices. We're speaking to the community of autism. And all of you are agreeing with us. All of you are listening to us talk, share our views about this kind of treatment and how disgusting it is. And now that we've announced our points, based on this treatment, now those voices, including ours, they're going to get louder.
Yeah.
To end this kind of treatment. Go to Washington, have the Trump administration end this practice.
And there's so much that should be done, and the FDA is basically forgetting about what should be done.
FDA, it takes them a long time to do something.
Yeah.
You can with your opinion, you can write to the head of the FDA, but something like this is going to take them forever. Ages.
Oh, yeah.
Something simple as this. Something simple as, look, we're people too. We shouldn't be treated like animals.
Yeah.
Like chicken in the farm that's about to be shot and killed for your consumption. No.
Right. And there's a lot that has to be done for the better. No one should. There's no reason why someone should be getting abused and getting abused and going through this significant pain that this rule is putting children and adults through all because they want to cure them?
Because they want us to, I'm doing air quotes here because you can't see it, fit in.
We want to cure you, so come here, sit in this chair, and then we'll make you better. No.
Never.
Nope.
That's not curing.
Garbage.
Crap. That's only causing...
That's just making things a lot worse.
That's only showing abuse.
Because then that traumatizes the patient. You're traumatizing the patient's mind, and because of that treatment, they won't be able to focus at all. They'll have all these stress disorders. We call it post-traumatic stress.
And not
disorders.
Only that, it will also trigger... It will be a trigger if they're... trigger them if they're in similar situations, or it will definitely trigger them in so many different ways.
Yes, it'll bring about seizures and other medical problems that this person may have never
had
before.
We're not even bringing up PTSD either.
Yeah.
We can't also forget PTSD, which that in itself can lead to more stressors and more anxieties. And if they're forced to be in those situations, how is that going to benefit those clients that are sent there? It isn't.
It won't benefit anything. It would just cause a lot more deaths, injuries, and just other unwanted issues. And the fact that you can't sue the center, that speaks volumes.
Yeah.
I guess the people that are in charge of enforcing this idea and this rule, all saying where it's necessary for those who are autistic individuals such as ourselves to, you know, be tortured.
Like now.
Just for their pleasure, for their fun. Their fun for entertainment.
It's not fun.
Wait, so we've been tortured enough.
Mm-hmm.
Every day of our lives.
Yeah.
Every single day. Oh, you're autistic, so you can't do this. Oh, you're not smart. You're dumb. You're stupid. You're different from everyone else.
And yet they have put out smoke screens. There's an issue when they could put up a smoke screen going, "What the help?" And yet you're going out of your way and hurting adults and kids. Yeah, there's something that
doesn't help.
That's not help. It's only going to cause people to say, why should they have their kids sent to any school? But it's going to cause harm.
Right,
Redhead, are you there?
Yeah, where did Redhead go?
I don't know.
He's in the bathroom. He's not in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Or wherever he went to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know I wouldn't want to trust any schools that are going to hurt people who are supposed to be help, who are supposed to be there to learn, not get hurt. Getting hurt, that doesn't help anything.
No, that makes things a lot
worse. Doesn't help anyone either. Oh, yeah. And it's terrible. No one's stepping up and making sure that those kids and adults who are there are getting treated fairly
and
ethically.
The oldest resident was 65 years old. 62, rather.
Oh, wow.
Okay, the oldest resident was Jay Rosenthal in 2015. okay? The thing is that this kind of treatment for autistic people should not be allowed, and it should be shut down. I mean,
it should be banned.
They shouldn't be doing this treatment. In reality, they shouldn't be doing this treatment, period.
Should be
right.
Banned.
Out of this treatment, they should ban this treatment, and if anyone goes about doing it, their license should be taken away.
And be thrown in jail.
Yeah.
Right.
For condoning such an evil and immoral practice where you're torturing individuals for your pleasure or for the fun of it.
There's no excuse for this either. None.
Yet. There's no excuse. I'm not blocking it. You know, the other thing is that they're trying to ban it. We wish they would. We are committed to this type of journalism. We're also committed to satire. Everybody knows this. If you do want to help out, please go to the Self-Advocacy Autism Network. All right? And donate money, donate your time, and let's end this. Because it does not...
There's a need.
It's not even a need. It just needs to end, period.
There's a need for more people to speak out about this. There's a need for so many people to step up and say, when is this going to end?
Right.
People start stepping up more. More voices are able to be heard.
Yet, each parent who sends their kid here, you are doing something. You are basically committing your kid to be harmed. Okay? And if any parent is listening in, contact us on our contact email. We would love nothing more to hear from you if you want to talk to us. We'll have a staff member to get back to you, or we will get back to you ourselves. Our contact email is contact.amcpress@gmail.com. Honestly, the thing is that all of these things, right, all of these things that we're bringing out should not be happening at all.
Nope, they shouldn't.
Just because you slap...
I mean, geez, this is 2018, people. Come on now.
Yeah.
Just because we slap...
It's 1959 for Pete's sake. Not 1959 for Pete's sake.
Right. Just because we flap our hands, have limited interests, are super concentrated on what we need to do, are super friendly on the inside, want to get to know us, are shy, want to get to know us, or on the outside, we'll let you in slowly at our pace. Does not mean you have to shock us in, not mean you have to shock us into submission.
Then we'll never
trust you.
Right.
Yet, it's abuse of power. It's also abuse of contracts. Because we're just fine just the way we are. We wouldn't be doing this podcast if we weren't.
Damn straight.
The other
we'll
thing
be
is...
doing jumping jacks or sitting from the TV.
I don't know about you, but I'm freaking awesome.
Right. I mean, like, the thing is that in 2014, Jennifer Misumba, who, if you're out there and you hear this, this is for you. We would love to have you on this podcast, and we would love to interview you. Contact us.
We'd love to hear from your perspective.
Right.
And have more voices heard. this is atrocious in so many ways.
I mean, it is just...
And no one should have to be... And no one should have to be put through go through the horrors that this establishment put you and others through. There's no... The appropriate party should be held responsible for these actions, because more people have to hear what has gone on. Because more and more, the more people who have the ability to speak out, it will raise more like school and what is actually going on behind the facade, the alleged facade.
Right, and the alleged facade is they're not telling you about this shit. They're not telling you your child is getting shocked. Your child is doing this.
Yes. Red Hood, are you there? Red Hood.
Oh boy.
Johnny.
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm here.
Okay. There's so much that this school should be doing, and more people need to start start speaking out, start questioning. If your kids come home having kids or those in your family come home having look like something isn't right, it most likely isn't going to be right.
What is not right is not right.
I'm sure
what is
you,
not right is tomorrow. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Bottom
yeah.
line. Just think about this. If that
and
way you're
no
open
and no, and if someone is telling you, and when it comes to contracts that you might be signing for this educational setting, if they're not telling you that this treatment is going on, question it.
Yeah.
Say something. Start speaking up. Where you're signing your kids, where you're potentially could be signing your kids or young adults into a legit, putting them into a legit harmful, into an allegedly harmful place. This situation, more people have to. This is inexcusable that people aren't standing up for people.
There are few voices, not too many voices,
for the
going against this issue. Just
yeah.
think about this. If it were your own child or your loved one, and you saw them being treated like this, you would definitely say something.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even hesitate.
Yeah.
You would just push the the chair aside, you'll throw the table on the ground and speak up and have your voice heard.
And that's a big deal.
It should be
and
a very big
Yeah. And the more it says that something isn't right, the chances of putting family members or kids in situations that may not be the best due to the practices that this establishment does really needs to get brought into the forefront. Because guess what? More and more people have to know about this alleged
crimes and acts
going on.
It's not enough to just say, oh yeah, that's great that they covered it.
Right.
Look, if other people can cover other issues that are important to them, Jimmy Kimmel with his son,
yeah,
John Oliver with a lot more things that we do cover, but he covers differently,
yes.
Stephen Colbert, on downward, right? If they can make fun of those things and we're different about what we do and we are disabled satire, but we cover things like this as well.
Yeah, we're a mix of advocacy and satire, so it is in our ballpark.
Yeah. No, it's definitely in the ballpark.
Yeah, we make you laugh, but make you think at the same time.
Yes.
Exactly. And that's what we're doing. The thing is also, do go. You know, and the fact is that this is the most ethical way we could do it in bringing it up in this forum. Because on one hand, they're trying to keep this going. And on the other hand, you can go to our Twitter page at AMC Press News, go and click on the protest signs, go log yourself in, go be counted, and go vote against this. We can do this. We have a lot of people who listen into us each week. If just one of you clicked on a link, go to our Twitter, AMC Press News.
And also, you could find out more about this alleged abuse through autisticoya.net, which we have credited within this episode. And this will be able to provide you with more information.
Yeah, more information that will educate you on what an EKG is or an EEG is versus shock therapy, essentially. So, next week, we will have more Facebook, more stuff. When we hear about the Judge Rottenberger Center and we hear more about that, trust us, we will have people on. Not only that, we will have more info.
Yes.
And that's a definite. And if you don't hear from us in terms of that, do go to our Twitter. We post a lot of shit there.
Yes, we do.
And we post a lot of updates there. So, we have more stuff coming up in the season that's very exciting. We can't reveal anything just yet. But we will. Anyway.
Apparently we've got more barking dogs, too.
Exactly. More barking dogs. yeah. So, everyone, have a great night. Be safe. And we'll see you on Wednesday. We'll see you on Monday.
See you on Monday. Yes.
Good night.
Okay. We'll be back Monday. Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Bye.